Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Hey, it's DJ Scream. We're coming to you live from First Class Sounds. Big Bang, Baby J, Big Facts Friday is here.
It's up. God
damn it, another Big Facts extra. It ain't even no extra no more. This is what we doing. Kodak is here. Louis V is back again. See, Louis V really works his way in because he brings good weed.
Is that the way? Can we lock Louis V in? Can we lock you in for these Fridays? Man,
hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah. We need this crew right here.
Shy, even Cash, she over there sweating. She got some shit she want to say today. You know what I'm saying? So what we talk about? What's the topic at hand? I just walked in. I missed the pre-talk.
The topic was: can you be in an honest, faithful relationship in Atlanta?
Not if you're a Nick.
Nah,
you can be. You can make that shit.
If you're a black man,
you got to be inside.
If you're a nigga, it's a difference between a nigga and a man. If you're a nigga running the streets, bro, around all these bitches and shit, man,
it's over.
It's hard. You might well go in.
It's harder for them
to be a faithful man. You have to live a faithful lifestyle in Atlanta,
or at least got all of the bullshit out your system.
How you get it out if you still around the bullshit? It may not happen this year. It may not happen next year. Okay, if I'm in a relationship, right? Y'all saying cheating, right?
In Atlanta.
I'm in a relationship in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Or anywhere else in the fucking world. And I have a problem with my bitch. We've been split up 2-3 weeks. And I got this
well,
nice.
Well, then
it ain't cheating.
No, but we not broke up. We're just, you know how niggas don't be broke
on
up.
On a break.
But
I ain't call you.
On a break.
I ain't talk to you.
Then it ain't cheating.
But you better not be fucking nobody.
Yeah, at least that's what we feel.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like. You know what the fuck I'm saying.
You know what the fuck.
If you hung, with any nigga close to close, y'all sharing these secrets every day. Woo woo wee. Y'all on that level. Y'all invention fuck.
No, that is
boy, I disagree. I'm sorry. Stop. I got dogs. I got homeboys.
But y'all sleeping in the same bed and hanging out doing all.
No, but you don't do that with the person you're assisting to.
Part of assisting.
Like that's not part of being a fucking
assistant. Like y'all don't
know
what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, Jake.
It's like y'all are almost. I don't want to say the same person, but it's like y'all spend so much time together and y'all are so close, and this woman's job is to
basically
if
they not friends. She not y'all not friend. Like you not friend with her dude, or you not friend with the girls. You know what I'm saying? I say, but that's to each his own.
It's a blurred line.
Back to your question. Can you know it's depends on what type of person you are.
You can. Right. So when I got here, it was explained to me that what I said, Atlanta is a single guy's playground and a married man's worst nightmare.
Facts.
That's what I heard.
So are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay. So would you be in a relationship with one of these women from Atlanta?
That's a good question.
A woman from Atlanta?
I'm saying this in Atlanta, in the mix.
That's another big, not just a woman. That's another big key to this shit. Mm-hmm. From Atlanta. If you're from Atlanta, you've been doing this shit since middle. You used to Atlanta.
No, it don't matter it's where you're from. I'm saying,
would you be in a relationship
with a woman that you see that everybody knows in Atlanta?
Hell no.
Like just from it. See, y'all not getting what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
Being from the home of Atlanta is different than being in Atlanta.
Right. Right.
What you mean?
I'm in Atlanta.
You're saying in the scene.
Yeah.
On the scene.
No, I'm saying I'm in Atlanta. Like I moved here, dating somebody that's already from here and that's kind of been like in that scene.
She already did it already.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
I could date a woman from Atlanta. I could date a woman from Atlanta. If I was single, I would be able to date a woman from Atlanta. That's if I bring around, do the bring around test. Now, goddamn,
find out who's
Shirley.
Shirley.
Goddamn, sir.
Yeah.
Every nigga you walk by this, sir.
Where you been?
Sis,
boy, you been somebody, bro. One of these bros done been in.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Facts.
But you bring around, nigga be like, Shirley, where you get up from? Where you get up from?
Where you get up from?
Because niggas know everybody.
Yeah. That's a lot.
She got grand. Then you maybe have a chance. But then. You best to not keep bringing her around because she's going to get addicted to that lifestyle and then become...
I've seen it happen.
You
gotta be
tested. This shit'll turn your ass
like on some shit, Louis V. I don't know all your bit, but you might not have been tested.
Louis V turned that.
Tested.
That nigga allowed nigga.
I'm not saying this. Tested. I'm talking about tested.
Louis V turned that.
Yeah. You turned that.
Tested. Tested.
Louis V turned out, bro. Like tested. Atlanta. He Atlanta nigga, bro. Louis V, he don't sniff.
It's over.
Oh, man. How we doing it? I'm telling you, bro. We don't party together.
So basically, you got to get out of Atlanta and move out to the suburbs and decide to have a different life. But if you're in Atlanta... In the condo.
This is a party city.
What, really?
So if you got a girl...
in the condo.
No, seriously. It's serious.
I stay in a hot spot.
My nigga MLK was here, but we'll get him in some other...
what you saying, Screen?
I was saying, if you're in Atlanta, in the condo, in the heart of the city, hitting the hookah lounges,
you
hitting
in
the shit show,
in
and
there,
all
man.
That.
You looking for
it's
some.
It's too easy to just slip up and get some
baby
pussy.
Girl, I can understand you go out with your friends here and there, and you know what I'm saying? You can explain the night. But if you're out there... When I'm out there at the club, either I'm working or I'm looking for something.
Out there.
When I'm out there, I'm looking for something.
When I'm out there.
You feel me?
You feel me?
You feel me?
Especially if you close the motherfucker.
Scream,
if
you're there when the lights pull, you're going to the club. DJ Scream. Yes. Tall way. Yes. Period, walking in, scrape my turn. Boo, woo, woo.
Exactly.
Yeah. If I'm out there with a baller, taking 42 shots.
Straight.
I'm trying to help.
That's right. A different right. Shit. I got you.
Yeah,
you can have a good time without trying to fuck on nothing until you get home.
Man,
and fuck on
we
your
trying
wife.
To fuck on something. Fuck all that.
See, but you have to understand that this is going to sound
saying.
Really crazy. I hate
saying.
To keep picking on this.
You could really,
but
still
like
be
the
faithful.
science of sex and fucking is different in Atlanta than California. It's two different places.
What you mean?
How is it different?
Because y'all like how we used to certain shit, like California, like the science of sex and all that free sex shit is different out west.
How?
It's the sexuality and all that shit is just different out west. You know that shit. Y'all more sexual, so y'all don't give a fuck about no sex. By the time you come to Atlanta, like, sex, motherfucker, I was never sexual. 10 years old. Like,
y'all done been fucked that
they
already.
They done fucked already.
That's not true.
That's real shit. You fucked earlier on the West Coast. I don't care what nobody say. I stand on
shit.
It.
I ain't no earlier than the goddamn. Nah.
It's just different.
What I'm saying? So you mean to tell me.
What's up?
When you're out and about, this is what I be trying to tell the female. Female be trying to act like they can just be so committed and ooh. When you out and about, you don't see a nigga, not you're gonna do an act on it, you're gonna say anything to him or shit. You don't see a guy that you would mind pursuing.
No, that's not normally that's not how it goes. Like if I got a nigga, if I'm in a relationship, right?
We not talking about you in
you're
a
blind. You went blind? When you get in a relationship, you went blind.
No, I'm not saying that, but mm-hmm. Okay, if you go
I'm asking
out,
a question. When you in a relationship, did you
love
go blind?
Love is blind. Love is blind.
No,
love can
like
make
you
blind.
Come, like you don't look at people and think like, oh, I'm a like girls don't look at niggas and be like, I'm a fuck.
Hold on. Let me rephrase that.
I don't look at a nigga and be like, you know what? Damn, that nigga like he could think right. I'm trying to get to know that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, okay, I'll give y'all that. We probably look if a guy have on gray sweats, every girl's gonna look down.
Exactly. That's the point.
That's not but the question is if you're faithful. Let me answer this first.
You should be looking at
Nigga. Can I answer this question? Okay. So if I'm in a relationship and I'm going out and I'm going with my friends, I'm going to get lit. But trust and believe in that process. I'm texting my dude to come home and what I'm going to do to him. We're not necessarily talking about what y'all talking about.
You
got to
cheat. I'm saying if you out with your girls and you be like, your girl be like, Shahi checking you out. You look at him like, oh, he
fine. Yeah, I'll say he fine. All
right, so you see a guy that you will fuck.
That's not saying I will fuck because I say he fine, babe.
No, I'm saying.
If a nigga fine, come out to that.
You would. You would.
Yes.
Ass fine nigga.
Yes. He could be what
most fine niggas are lame. That's a fact.
Y'all not getting what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you're actually gonna.
He's saying hypothetically. All right,
do you see your type every day of your life?
No.
That you that
when you being honest, she's talking about no.
That you would
on my phone or in person, yeah.
That you would fuck if you were single and or thought they was cool.
If they
possibly add that to it,
possibly.
Okay. All right,
possibly
so that's means what I'm
yes.
So,
possibly always means yes.
So what are you? So what are you saying?
You know, fuck you.
If the time is right, anybody gonna go.
Everybody going.
Everybody going at the
but
time.
But that's not
right.
What we were talking about.
It depends
about
the on the situation.
On the circumstance.
But we were talking about being in a relationship.
Huh?
No, that's
we were
not
talking
about
being in a relationship.
No, he no. Said could in Atlanta.
I said, can you
Atlanta.
Be in a faithful
can
relationship?
Can you be in a faithful relationship?
And I said
Atlanta.
No, not if you're in the mix.
Have you dated a guy in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a faithful relationship mm-hmm. on your behalf or his?
I believe on both of our behalf.
Okay. Did it work out?
Nah.
Why not?
Listen.
Okay. Wait.
It just didn't work out.
But why no, didn't
why?
It work
why
out?
Why did it work out?
It didn't have nothing to do with nobody else.
Tell,
it just didn't work out.
But why
it wasn't infidelity. She's saying it wasn't infidelity.
It wasn't infidelity issues or anything like that. It just
so
didn't.
What the fuck was it?
I mean, we just didn't want to be together no more.
Why y'all didn't want to be together? The sex was bad?
Nah, my sex is always popping.
Well, was the nigga lying? Or anybody was lying? Or do you know if a person was lying? Or you don't?
Nah, it just didn't work out.
I be lying to you.
Yeah, she lied.
She don't want to give it up. Give
listen,
it up.
My daughter father listened to this shit, and I have still, you know.
All right.
Okay.
I ain't going to disrespect my daughter, dad. Like, that's
oh, I didn't know that was the last person.
Yeah, that's
why I said, have you dated in Atlanta?
Yeah.
You said, yeah. I didn't know that was
yeah,
your...
he was in Atlanta. We just didn't work out. But I'm not going to get on here and be like,
oh,
this
no,
is what happened.
I just feel like you can.
Don't do that.
You can,
don't
do, that. You can do anything you want to do if you put your
put
mind that that's what you
man.
Want to
do.
Here you
it's
go.
The truth,
here
man.
You go.
It's Blade the truth. Brown. Some people get blessed, bro.
Yeah.
You are a good guy.
Yes,
you found you a queen.
Yes.
And y'all have a...
Big
some
facts.
People get blessed. And you don't
going to pull me away from that.
And you don't move around like that.
And when I do, but even when I do... Even
you're
when
faithful.
I do, like she say, I'm on the phone.
But yeah. You never do though. You, when you moving around, you're working.
Yeah.
You're not being so. You're not social screen. I done nigga. I look up. We looking at the show. Scream out the shit show so fast. Like goddamn, you could have stood up here with me with that shit. Scream you. That's not your vibe.
That's not my vibe.
I'm
you're
saying
right.
If that was your vibe, do you think you would be able to be faithful?
It depend on the person. It depends on the person.
Nigga, we talking about you.
No, me for sure. Me for sure. I'm all wired on when I made my mind up on some shit. That's how I'm wired. When I don't made my mind up on some shit, I'm stubborn. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. This is what it is. This is what it is. I'm off the bullshit. I'm on this. That's where I
but
am.
But it took you to go through some things to get
some
to that point.
You be bullshit. Tested.
All right. But before then...
Yes. Before this, everybody got a past life.
That's what I said. I didn't say
when you're
no,
under
I
a certain
did.
Age.
I said, no,
you
I,
said,
no, I said earlier.
Can
I was like,
you be faithful
right.
in
and
Atlanta?
I said, and then when you was like the condo thing, I was like, or if you're scream, you get the bullshit out the way.
Getting yeah. the bullshit out the
you
way.
You know what I'm saying? And
I would suggest
like, you know
that everybody get their bullshit out. Sewing your whatever. I would suggest
well,
get the
yeah,
bullshit
facts.
out the way for facts. Sure.
Right.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, when it come down to it, I know people in the city, right? They out there. They're on the scene. But for them, it's like their business. They play. They be out there. It's women that'll go to the it's rare now. I'm not saying that they're the majority. But they'll play that game. It's strippers that fucking go with dope boys and all, you know what I'm saying? And they work in the move, they run the money up, and they happy together. Cause they don't.
Most of them stripper don't really be going like that, though.
True indeed. It'd be the regular, like we said before, it'd be the regular.
They the ones that go home.
Right, exactly. They be tired of this shit. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just what you make your.
Could you date a stripper?
We know Kodak can.
What's dating?
Yeah, dating.
Could you be in a relationship with a stripper? There you go.
Shit, nigga, bad like me in a relationship with Virgin Mary. This shit fucked up, bro.
I'm screaming.
You gotta want it.
You really gotta want it.
Because it's more of a mental thing, bro.
But what if it's just a thing like, you know what? I get my bag my way. You get your bag your way. We meet halfway.
Nah, I can't.
If you, if she's a stripper.
Depend who you are, but I couldn't. I couldn't. I keep it real. Like, I think it's the difference between an active one and one who's stripped.
No, it's different.
You can date a retired one.
I got some homeboys, nobody that's currently in the club.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, so what about
a nigga just be like, I'm finna pull up and see bank girl pussy.
You're right, exactly.
I'm screaming.
You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, yo bitch. Well, right,
what about like a bartender or a bottle girl?
Yeah, she got bartenders for sure. Pretty asshole.
That shit the same. It's the same scene.
It's the same scene.
But you want a bartender in the compound.
To get your money.
You want to bartend in the gold room. That's some different shit.
Tip your girl $1,000.
Like, you done flirted all fucking night. Come home.
I flirted all night.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing left.
You know what
that is? Yeah.
You done flirted out.
Going. You flirted.
You walk in the house and hate niggas. It's like, damn.
Whole time.
Yeah, my phone ringing. Niggas text me. You going to be at work tomorrow? Yep, you coming to see me.
Why you with a nigga?
Yeah,
that's a hustle. That's what I'm saying.
Please,
that's a hustle.
But if
she's solid,
you
won't
be that nigga.
No, I'm a what you doing ass nigga. I'm a UDM.
I mean that when I was bartending, that used to happen. At the time when I was with my daughter, dad, he'd be right there at the end of the bar sometimes.
They hustle.
No, it's my husband.
It's like, I don't want to say some pimping shit.
I didn't bartender who bartend in the fucking strip club.
Some niggas just don't belong. Some people just don't belong.
But see, that's a fine line.
That too. But it's
a fine line.
It's where your
that
mind
right
is
there?
And then you need to know that,
like, why does the nigga have your number to text you? Like, that's a fine line.
I'm
like,
my regular
to be
hustling.
A nigga and to be okay
so
with
it. What's the difference between, what's the difference
cause
between,
my nigga, I mean, listen, not listen, my listen, nigga listen, but listen. I know niggas what's I know niggas between, that are not going for that.
What's it? I feel
niggas
you.
Are not going for that.
I ain't going for it. But what's the difference?
Nobody had your fucking phone number.
That's her client. That's her client.
I wasn't getting pimped.
They want to go see her and tip her for drinks.
But she went out there passing on her fucking business card.
Like, nah.
You bringing me the money, and we both replied to these.
That's a hustle.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't do that by yourself.
That's a hustle.
You sitting there planning dates and shit, like hanging out outside of the shit. It's like, niggas ain't going on my work schedule. You going to come see me. Leave me my tips.
A sucker might go for that, but a real nigga ain't going for that, period.
What you think he want? Do he want something?
Yeah, I think he likes me, maybe. I don't know.
You know that nigga wants some pussy.
Man, if I was your nigga, I'd beat your ass. Like, for real. That ain't...
Ain't nobody beat
that ain't,
ass.
Like, nah, that ain't how
what
you
I'm
do
saying
that.
Is,
like,
that's her client.
Yes.
That's why don't matter.
That
ain't
your number. Hold on.
That ain't different.
That ain't different than somebody being a...
I'm speaking from the perspective of a real nigga.
I understand. I'm with you.
What about me being a photographer?
That's different. That's not in the club scene.
That's different. You're not in the club scene around liquor.
You be on some business.
No, I can meet.
She's saying when she was a bartender. Listen, she's saying when she was a bartender, she would give out her number to clients because you need to come drink.
If I was her nigga, I would not go for that.
I'm with you.
Speaking from a real nigga's perspective.
Devil's advocate.
Bitch, you got me fucked up.
What if she was a real estate agent?
Yep.
What if she was...
That's not the same.
What if she was a massage therapist?
That's not different.
What if she was a massage therapist?
She wouldn't be my bitch.
It is a... What if I respect that. I feel you. I agree. But that's kind of fucked up.
Realtor and bartender, the same thing. We can't ignore the nuances.
You can put massage therapist with bartender.
Or you can put...
Bullshit. One is touching... He don't need your number either.
One is... One is touching one in a private...
Oh, God.
I already
be thinking massage therapists suck dicks.
No, they don't. You can't say that.
Damn, God. That was Kodak said that?
Yeah, Kodak said that. Be clear.
A majority of them do offer happy endings.
Y'all, look, I'm making this shit up.
No, that's not true.
If I see a girl on Instagram and she's
that's
got
like
massage therapists
every bartender,
in her bio.
But that's like saying every bartender want to get drunk and fuck.
So you'll let the massage nigga massage your wife?
Absolutely fucking not.
Devil's be doing all this shit.
Okay, that's a fucking
absolutely not.
You'll let a nigga massage.
No, sir.
Exactly. No, sir. Like, if I'm paying for that shit,
no. Her.
Massage.
What was going to get massaged by women? That's just what the
no,
fuck.
No, I'm talking about you ever seen them dudes who.
Yeah, they be doing the fucking
that
no.
But they ain't massaging shit. All they doing is massaging like, cheeks. They rubbing cheeks.
We not doing that.
At the end of the day, what I'm saying is.
He about to massage your girl's throat. That what he about to massage.
The stereotype could be all bartenders. Like to get drunk and fuck. All massage
that's
therapists.
Why you got married.
Hold on. Let me say this, though, before you say that.
Go ahead.
If you, post-marriage, walked in a club and get a bartender number, do you feel like you're a client or do you feel like she a potential fuck?
Oh, on the other side, you trying to potentially fuck for sure.
So why would I want my girl to participate in some people that want to potentially fuck her?
No, for sure.
100% up to your girl.
Why would you? Because listen.
Right or wrong, though?
No, listen.
Am I tripping?
Listen. The pimp,
the pimp sets the out and she go act like she love everybody but bring the money back to daddy.
Yeah, but you, y'all got secret, y'all got y'all money that he giving you. Your extra tip, y'all. That's y'all friendship, and we in a relationship.
But what if she taking it home? Yeah. What if she taking it home to daddy? Yeah.
That nigga don't.
If she taking it home to
daddy,
she taking it home to that different.
That's what I'm saying.
But we talking to daddy. He gonna have our number. He not just gonna have your number.
I mean, the phone ain't sitting there like on no sneak shit. Like if somebody. Texas. Oh, who's that?
She gonna be like, that's one of my clients.
Oh,
she won't get drunk.
A real nigga is not going for that, bro.
That shit is not
a real nigga. I
feel you.
Because then I'm gonna show you how many clients I got.
I'm
gonna show you how many fucking clients I got. We both gonna be having our phones on the table. Yeah.
Talking about some goddamn.
I just feel like if the premise of the relationship
that's like a girl hitting you up for DJing.
Yeah,
that's but like the all girls hitting you up like you gonna
DJ at the same thing. She not me.
Are you? Boom! I got you. That's like girls hitting you up. You gonna be at the Beverly?
Yeah.
Are you gonna be at the Beverly Saturday?
Right.
Oh, you wasn't
fuck.
There. Where?
She wanna fuck. She wanna fuck.
No, she.
Yeah, she do.
She probably just wanna hear his DJing.
Man, she wanna.
Nice.
Ain't nobody asking.
If you wanna hear the nigga DJing,
specific.
You look on his page and see if he posted the
exactly.
flyer.
You don't text me that. Don't text me about nothing. You text me. You wanna do something.
Especially after I put the fucking flyer up and then you text me talking about you gonna be there.
Yeah, you fucking know. Small talk leads to?
Pussy bitch.
Yeah. Oh, let's keep it real.
What you come to say?
What does small talk lead to? Hopefully one day. Somebody on one end of that phone.
Even if it's not
trying
today,
to get to it.
One day.
That's facts.
I'm going to be nice enough until it gets
niggas
to that.
Niggas are patient, Shy.
I mean, that's fine.
He going to wait out for that box.
He's probably still not going to get it, but I got
to him?
What I'm saying is.
You gave him his number, so guess what? So you're saying there's a chance?
What they saying is it's a fucked up thing that the man that's with you
those that is niggas that want to fuck you actively texting
but
you.
But y'all saying that.
That's what they're saying.
Now I gotta walk on thin
ice. Now I gotta walk on thin ice so you won't get upset. Yeah. And goddamn, y'all done built a damn core friendship.
Yeah.
Right.
And then when you and your dude go out and run to one of them niggas, they're gonna be extra friendly.
And then if me and you get into an argument, at the house, you go to work, this nigga show up.
Y'all still texting each other.
Yeah.
Me and you have an argument, but your client texting you.
That's fucked up. Shoulder to cry on.
That's fucked up. I ain't gonna lie.
A shoulder to cry on.
Okay, y'all put it this way.
On some security shit. I told you I dated a fucking
bartender. That's how some people get their money together. That's how some people get their money together.
I mean, hey, man, I made a whole lot. I ran a whole lot of money.
What you doing when you leave here? That'd be shy when you get all the 1942 shots.
Nah. Behind the bar, I'm probably texting my niggas what I'm gonna do when I get home because he done got me drunk.
But you mad at your nigga? It's that Kelly shit.
I mean, that's
what I'm saying is how does it go when the shoe go on the other feet though? When the shoe go on the other feet that you and dude get into it, you and your dude get into it, but these niggas still texting that he knows want to fuck you, but he tip you. He tip you, so how your client?
I mean, at the end of the day, if I'm dating somebody and they have an issue with it, right? Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna just be like, this is how I get my money.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not even gonna sit here and lie to you.
So when it comes to DJing, that's how I get my money.
If he feel like you can be flirty for $10, if he be like, hey, not $10, I meant for tips, my bad. If he be like, well, shit, I got the nigga I want to fit my car. I want you to flirt with him so he can fix it.
No, it's not the same. Well, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. If my dude asked me to flirt with somebody,
to flirt for this nigga, get this shit cheaper
y'all
for me.
Crazy as hell, man.
That hustle and flow.
I would.
That hustle and flow.
Go in there and get that money.
I would. I ain't gonna lie.
That's the hustle.
Go be friendly. Go be friendly for
Glenn. Get that guy that microphone now. Mine.
That mic, mine.
That mic, mine.
Come on, bring that mic on here, mine.
So you can take that offensive because you already showed him that you would do that.
I wouldn't be offended if I.
And then if he wanted to go further. If you want to pinch the money,
you know you got it, man.
But it's a different
thing. Hold on, but I'm saying you set yourself up for this, though, Cat.
Y'all crazy as hell.
My bad, Cat. I keep saying you set yourself up for this. If you showing me that you're a flirt for a certain amount, if I go find the right bag, you wouldn't give me no pussy.
And you told me you got to do.
So what's the difference,
my dude?
But and you
what's the difference?
But I know you got to do.
We in this shit together for the money. If you can do that for the money, and we don't care that we Cali sexual. We don't care about sex. We don't care about sex. So
not Cali
shit,
sexual.
Baby. We about to get put out.
Yeah.
I got an idea. You been being friendly. You been out there being out too friendly. You been being friendly. That shit ain't even getting no money.
I'm gonna look at him. Like, what you been doing while I'm behind the bar getting friendly? You need to go do something else too. It ain't just on me. So I gotta give up my pussy because you ain't got
saying,
no money.
I'm not promoting that. I'm not promoting pimping. I'm not promoting that.
That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is when you put yourself in a position that you know how to trick guys, let's trick them.
No.
That's real, no.
Let's go all the way.
Let's trick them.
If that's the money.
If we gonna get paid. Ain't no need for you in this shit halfway.
We gonna stay at the petty level?
Right. We gonna go.
You got this nigga on the hook.
Do you wanna be a boss or a fucking worker?
You got this nigga on the hook.
Yeah.
That's out.
I'm just saying.
Nah, that's real. The women be telling nigga sell real drugs. Sell drugs.
We can't be here doing this shit for minimum wage.
You can't be giving your number out for minimum wage. Don't nigga die. Like, go get some money. Sell some drugs. Go sell some drugs. Get some money if you gonna do it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna pass.
You get what I'm saying, though.
I get what you're saying, but that's out.
It is, I get it.
But I'm just saying.
That's that line when you got it. That's like being like.
But if it's
drug.
A line, why is you even like double dancing
on a line?
Why you dancing on it?
As a bartender, that's your.
But
job.
But as a bartender, you saying you
that's your job.
As a bartender, you calling a dude that's your client that you know want to fuck. That's what
no,
you say.
No, we don't know he want to fuck.
He want to fuck.
Ah, nigga, don't want to fuck. Me calling you.
Let's stop the naive shit now for all women. In that particular case, especially if they know you got a nigga they want to fuck. On some bartender shit. Because you can go get drinks. So I get it.
So
your drinks can be great, whatever the fuck. You can get drinks, though, from fucking how many
niggas places? Don't care how drinks taste in the club, Shy. I promise
that's
you
what
they
I'm
don't.
Saying. They just trying to get drunk.
At the end of the day, my job at that point is to make a whole bunch of money before I leave that job. That night.
We said
so
we're not saying we're not saying
give me more
we're not
money.
Saying what you do.
You
see, we're not we're saying
before?
The after. We're saying why you're not at work.
I'm
saying,
no, but I'm
saying
I'm not sitting here saying
wait.
I'm not sitting here saying we're pen pals.
This is why
we're not pen pals.
but this is why we have Myrons
in the fucking world. Okay,
no, y'all
Players Club. This is why Myrons exist.
Y'all tripping. Like,
that'd be the nigga that'd follow
you home. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about being faithful in Atlanta. This is these are real conversations.
No, I'm just saying we're not going through this shit right now.
Do you find it difficult for somebody to be faithful in Atlanta?
Do I find it difficult?
And you hang with a lot of people.
I'm gonna ask you straight up.
Do you find it difficult?
Let's hit Jade out on this.
Do you find it difficult seeing other people that you know to be faithful in relationships?
Extremely.
Extremely.
What you say? What you ask?
I told
it's extremely difficult for niggas to be faithful in Atlanta.
But have you seen it?
Because of the people that you be around.
Have you seen it happen?
I've seen millions of it.
Right.
And niggas want to be. Niggas want to be.
Right.
I don't get fucked up. That shit like something else, bro.
Yeah, they can't help it.
What do you do?
They can't help it.
Shit a sickness, man.
I got a buddy of mine. I ain't calling no names or no shit like that, but I got a buddy of mine, like, on God, this nigga, it's like, he has to have sex at least like 2 or 3 times a day. Like, he can't.
That nigga needs a therapist.
That nigga wants something else.
Yeah, he probably on he's been like that like forever. He can't help it. Like, and it ain't like, okay, nah, he's like borderline, finna start smoking dick or no shit like that, like finna turn gay or nothing. He's just like a horn dog. Like, he's just extremely horny. Like, and he can't help himself. Like, he sees something, like, he wants to fuck. Like, I gotta fuck. And he'll go fuck. Like,
he probably little penis.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, what?
He probably got a little penis.
Yes, no, his dick ain't little. I'm not saying that.
You know by experience?
No, listen. No, let me take that back. No, I don't. But
edit that shit out. You want
to
know?
No, I've heard, like, stories. Like, it's not about a small dick or no shit like that. But what I'm saying is just like.
Edit.
What I'm saying is like it's like I don't know, it's something, I don't know if it's something in the water, but it's like these niggas, it's too many options. It's too many options, and niggas try hard. I've seen niggas try hard, but they just can't do it. They just can't do it.
Now we can't do it by ourselves, so what does that say?
That is some hoes.
Okay.
In the world.
Cause we need help.
Yeah.
We can't be out here being maybe, like that on our own. Maybe so somebody the women, got to say
got
yes.
Some women are the same way.
The
too.
Women aren't worth being paid for.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, some hypersexual.
So the same thing I'm looking for, she may be looking for. I'm just vocal.
The women just sneaky, bro. They just sneaky. Like a woman will sit here in the room with us right now, Big Fats, her niggas not here, no nothing, and say that she would never do certain things that she is doing right now. Because they are never gonna give it up. A nigga be like, I need help. Woman still gonna stick to it. See, that's what make it worse. That's what make it worse. Because
we get it, we sit here like, bro,
they don't even tell. You got some women that don't even tell their best friend.
Talking about she don't do this. Like,
that is true.
You got some women that won't even tell their best friend, their mama, their sister, nobody. They'll just keep it.
Take it to the grave.
It's my own pleasure. Woo-woo. Don't even tell nobody.
That's big fact.
Cause they want to keep the wool over your eye.
But listen, I was always taught you get more if you don't talk. You get less if you talk about your shit.
What
so
you mean?
I put it on that. Like, most women don't talk because they know they can do what they want to do. They got the power.
Yeah, they you still know, just want to be able to goddamn say that you're a piece of shit when you get caught up in something, and I never was.
But well, I always tell them, I can't do it by myself.
You're right.
No, you're still a piece of shit. You got some piece of shit on
yourself. I'm just letting you know how women think. Like, how we think. If you don't know,
she's letting you know how women think.
I'm just letting you know. Like, I'm putting you down. As a woman, like, if you don't know, that shit don't count.
I
can sit here.
You think I don't know.
Like, one of my best friends, we could go back and forth on the phone, and she could be telling me how her nigga cheating and blah, 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 and she mad. And I'd be like, well, bitch, you doing it too. She'd be like, well, that don't count. He don't know. And it goes back to, yeah, that nigga ain't shit. Like, her shit don't count. And bitch, we back mad at
facts.
Him.
Now, that's really facts.
That's
how it
big,
is.
That's, a big
that's how that shit go, bro. That's how that shit go.
That's she just a big homie shit.
She just kept it real right there. Yeah. That's how that shit go.
Scary, right?
Motherfucker be the sneakiest hoe ever in life.
Scary, right?
I'm trying to take you through everything. Yeah, take you, huh?
Be more sneaky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Taking you through everything. But a nigga, it's just like.
Why even be sneaky, though? Like, why?
Let's talk about that.
It's just like a female, like dogs. Like my grandma used to always say. Like, she fucked me up. Like that boy sat here and said, who the hell? Dolph. My grandma helped me and fucked me up in the same way for this side. She said, you ride down the street and see dogs stuck on each other. Mm-hmm. But you don't never see cats fucking, but they had more kittens than dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna never see no cats. You gonna see a nigga. You see a dog out there. The dogs, the nigga, they humping on each other. Like, look at the dog fucking. You don't never see cat. They somewhere up under a house, up under a rug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big facts.
You get what I'm saying? Mm, you ain't gonna be able to catch that shit.
Sneaky sly.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But energy is everything. Cause get what? Now you digging in me so much, but you got a nigga texting you. You the bartender. I supposed to believe you just the bartender, not you. You know what I'm saying? But you just the faithful bartender. But it's all action right here. But I'm so much of a piece of shit, and you still this nice?
Yeah.
Right. No, you're just good.
Right. Because most you're not. It's not even. It's not even that you're good. It's you're distracted.
What you mean?
Like you're saying like how you just said, like how you be going back and forth with your girl and she's only the bartender and she's still nice to you after you being so much of a piece of shit. It's not that she's good at cheating or good at what she does. She's distracted, so she don't really give a fuck about what you're doing. That's why she's still good.
You get what I'm saying,
Cass?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So she missed what I was saying. Certain shit. Just
not what I'm saying.
No, what I'm saying is she's over here doing what she's doing so much.
No, Jay,
till she's...
You're not getting... Let me ask you the question.
I'm listening.
I said, if I'm so much of a piece of shit to you, but you have all opportunity to do what you want to do, you're going to tell me you're not taking none of your opportunities?
Oh, okay, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You telling me how much of a piece of shit I am.
You can say no all day, but one day you're going to say
yes. You telling me how much of a piece of shit I am every day on a daily. We can't get along. But I supposed to understand that you have bartender friends. Somebody that's telling you your hair look nice and whatever they're telling you. How can you think you could be? You think the nigga's supposed to understand it then?
Yeah.
How?
I mean, he just supposed to. He's supposed to trust me. Trust that this thing gonna leave past this bar. We not gonna go home.
Trust.
Once I hurt you, I can't trust you.
No, I'm just telling you. Like, just trust that.
Once I cheat on you, I can't trust you.
Once you cheat on me, you can't trust me.
How?
Because you're gonna be judging me the way that you think.
No, I'm not gonna be judging you through shit. It depends. It depends on how you take it. No, it depends on how you take it. If you take it as the nice Christian woman that's upset and. We're not going to speak on it anymore and we can move past it. But if you let me know that this shit affects you on a daily, you want your lick back. What if you can't, if you can't get it off your heart and mind, you want your lick back.
What'd you say? Do it better? What'd you say?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Be sneakier.
It's just like right now, we get into it and I punch you and run. If you call me and be like, all right, bank, I ain't tripping that shit. But every time I see you, you got there and be like, bro, that time you punched me, you really want to go on my shit.
I'm gonna get you back.
And eventually you going to get your lick back, man.
Yeah.
But the problem is you
because you ain't over it, huh?
For you, you saying you can't take the lick, so you don't
want I can take the lick.
So, okay, if you cheat, you rather her just hurry up and get it out the way and cheat on you?
Yeah. Just let me know we even.
Just walk up to you and be like, we
let
even.
Let me know we even.
Nigga said start over.
Instead of keep dragging
hell
me.
Hell no.
Like, you, like you say, if I don't know.
No, you're lying.
The score is 0-0 now.
A man can't deal with a woman cheating on
him. Hey, well, let's get to that point. Instead of you still doing the same
shit. Right.
Being,
a man can't
let's
deal
not waste
with
time.
It.
Let's not waste time. Let's go on and get to it.
If a woman cheat on a man 9 times out of 10, he going to either...
All right, so, but you still playing a game, though. It's still a game.
No, not necessarily.
How's not a game if you got a whole dick in your mouth when I just don't know.
Oh, God. No, like, how's not a game? Some women, a dude could cheat on them, and we don't even be sitting here like, all right, I'm about to cheat on him.
I'm saying if she did cheat on him.
Okay, if she...
sex, you cheat by actually talking.
I'm saying if she actually talk, actually cheat, actually whatever she does, why she just don't say, well, I did this too? Instead because of continuing to let me be...
Ain't sad.
The bullshit.
Yeah,
and you still
be.
A danger.
Damn, that's
because
a great
it's
point.
Your fault of why she cheated
no,
anyway.
Oh, man, that shit fake.
No,
that's
fake. No,
because
no,
at the end of the day,
because
nigga,
you ain't sleep with a person and you... So, let me ask you a question. If I go cheat, I mm-hmm. physically go sleep with a woman, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I physically cheat. And then you texting a nigga. You texting and talking, laughing,
that's
joking all. That's not cheating?
You should've.
But would you do it around me?
It's the same thing, and niggas,
my point
I
exactly.
just did.
My point
cause
exactly.
how the fuck I'm gonna know what
it's
you did?
Shit. It's technically cheating.
It's like, right.
some shit you wouldn't fuck with if they was doing it. Yeah. And you wouldn't fuck with that shit.
Yeah, that's just like, that's just like,
you wouldn't change the word.
I fucked. I went and got me some pussy. But you saying you went on a date, and I supposed to believe that you ain't fucked.
Not everybody fucking on dates, though,
you should've.
Every,
it's the same shit.
No, it's not.
You got close enough. You already cheated. You already cheated.
Like,
a date is cheating?
You already cheated if you with the nigga and you with
how the nigga. Why you on a date with a nigga that's not your nigga, though?
No, you already broke
I'm
cold.
Not saying it's me.
That's cheating.
You already broke
that's
cold.
That's cheating,
so you might as well
it's
cheat all the fucking
no,
way.
No, we're not hanging out.
I hung out too.
Because
I just
don't
wait.
Cheat.
If you hung out too, we
if
just
wanted, if you wanted to fuck, y'all would have fucked.
Ooh, that's a big fact. All right,
it's fact because niggas
but
is not going.
But same,
niggas is not
not the same.
Bank saying if you gonna do it, then go all the way.
Yeah,
niggas,
go on and do it.
Niggas
it's
is
the
not
same
going
effect.
Out. Niggas is not
effect.
Going out and turning down pussy.
Now,
that's
say that's right.
Not
but if you gonna do it, fuck it. Just go ahead and get it.
That's just like you running the bank with a mask on. Get up, but don't get the money.
Leave with that.
Yeah, or leave with a 20 or 100.
No, don't get none of it. Get up. No.
You still gonna get the same.
It's the same shit, bro. It's the same consequence.
Yeah, okay, you done.
It's real.
All that Cali shit.
So the moral of this story is
it'd be the main one, but I ain't even fuck him.
Yeah, you that's not. What I'm saying. We
yeah,
didn't
then,
fuck.
Yeah, then when a nigga send a bitch a text like, that pussy with him, but I ain't suck your dick. Damn.
Hey, that's a big fact. he just gave me some head.
Man. Women think that,
no. No, it is
women,
that.
Women
he just
that.
Gave me some head.
Women
that's it.
That shit.
You know how many times niggas done tried that, like, she ain't do nothing with my dick.
Yeah.
But that's the same thing you should've fucked her.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't have
her. They gonna make it less easy. They gonna make it less
painful. I literally asked somebody this question the other day. Would you rather your girl fuck somebody or suck somebody dick?
Neither, nigga. What?
I mean, if she was cheating, would
it's
it be
the same?
A, no, it's
no
not.
No matter what you do, all this sex
fuck,
is safe.
Hold on, now, hold on. Sucking dick is way
kiss.
Worse.
Thank you. I thought sucking
man,
dick
y'all
would be worse
it's
than
both
what?
Bad.
She
could be a
she walk in the house, she just got fitted, you go kiss your girl. That's fucked up.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro, listen.
It's not
bitch,
the same.
Bitch, once you done dick.
Women ain't just sucking dick. You got a like.
No matter where
it's only sucking dick, they got a like. So she sucking
dick,
she invested. She's invested in that nigga.
Bitch, you can say you jacked him off.
You jacking nigga off, you just being childish. You played both of us.
You know what I'm saying,
back.
Though? Like, whatever you did,
fuck
once
your
you
so
act with
for.
Another nigga, that's what you did.
Fuck your sticky ass
head. I'd rather you do the whole thing. I'm not finna ask you what the what's name. Oh, you got
niggas
caught
don't
with a nigga.
Care.
You
got caught with a nigga.
Oh, niggas
I don't
care.
Wanna know no detail because you did
we care more than women do. Niggas
no matter
care.
What you tell me is a lie.
Niggas care. Don't get it twisted.
Because you
so
already did
you
what you did.
But you can't
but
take
you
her back
cheated.
After she cheated
bro,
on
but
you.
Who?
Can you take
no,
can
no.
you take
bro,
the woman
cheat.
Back after
no.
she cheated?
Me.
After she
if
cheated.
Cheat.
No.
Yeah, but y'all could cheat, though.
If you suck his dick,
I don't expect you to do a motherfucking thing. You have a choice.
Nasty, nasty bitch.
Because I said I want you back don't mean you have to take me back. You have a choice and I have to accept it.
But what if she took you back like 15 times and then she cheated
what's
one
she
time?
Saying,
hey, man,
more women
one
take,
strike yet.
Right, more women take damn. More women take niggas back and blah, blah, blah. But
and women, once we cheat, y'all be trying to throw us
but
off
they
to
take
the street.
You back as if.
Right.
They take you back as if I got a card to play now.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to make you.
I'm gonna take you back wholeheartedly so you can be a better person.
That's right. Not good.
No, they take you back to play that card on you.
Get your ass.
Because when it's my turn,
right.
I would hear nothing.
Right.
Not even that. Like, just to play the innocent card, now you got to be in a somewhat of a state of. Yeah, now you got to be in somewhat in a state of. A slave.
Yeah. You got to mend some things.
Now you got to work on your mental, because you got to do certain shit that you wouldn't normally do because you already hurt this person and trying not to get them to hurt you or whatever else. You might as well just say, fuck this shit.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess you got a point.
No, I'm just being 100. So if you came to me and say, shit, bro, I fucked too, what we going to do? All right, baby, this is the end of us.
Yeah.
We have released
either
both
way,
of
it's
us.
Over.
We have released both of us instead of us keep standing around you're being miserable.
Either way,
but you know
over.
You already done did shit too.
Either way,
I did shit, but
we
but I gotta be like I'm gonna run around and be the sap sucker. No.
Why y'all both can't? If you cheat and she cheat, we can't just be like, all
can,
right, let's
we
start
can still
over.
Be cool.
If he cheats
but
and she cheats, what the fuck is the point of y'all being together?
Open right. Relationship.
Don't fucking be with other people and fuck.
It was just that one time. It
no,
don't matter,
she Cali
bro.
Shit.
Like,
West Coast shit.
What I'm saying is at the end
time.
Of the day,
West Coast shit.
To niggas, unless you got a just complete hope, it's different. Yeah. But if you got a wife that's a sensible woman, whatever, once you do that, bitch, you stepped out on this. Mm. My dick don't even matter to me. You know what I'm saying? We're going to scrap it up, whatever, but it don't matter to me who
yeah,
I get
yeah, like,
to.
When a one, it's sad
I don't
to
care
say.
About that. But, bitch, when you get that puss up to a nigga, you gave yourself to him.
That's not
I just fucked
true.
That hoe and got caught up. Like, damn, my bad.
That's not true. Some women
that not
just
true?
Because sometimes, as a woman, you could just have sex. Like, you could just like, yo, I ain't had sex in
when
a long
you're
time.
Not in a relationship.
That's the key.
You can't just have, when you're in a relationship, well, I don't know, I can't speak for nobody else. I can speak for myself. Like, I can't do that.
None of that shit.
I can't do that. If I'm in a relationship with somebody and we supposed to be locked in, regardless of what's going on this end, whether I choose to deal with it or not, I'm not finna fuck nobody else.
Because you made the conscious decision, like I said earlier, that's your decision, that's who you are.
Like, I can't, saying? I can't even.
It's not even your Zodiac.
It's not, I won't even get, like.
Not even in your Zodiac, right.
Yeah, like, I won't even, you know what I'm saying? I won't even, like, get turned on, like, by somebody else. Like, it's not,
you
my mind
blind.
Ain't there.
You
yeah,
blind.
Like,
man,
if I'm.
I'll be lying like.
There are loyal men and women.
There are.
Yeah.
They just not in Atlanta.
Not in Atlanta.
Oh, Jesus.
Not on the scene of Atlanta.
Not
in the mix.
Maybe Augusta.
Not common.
Cobb County.
Not if you're in the mix.
Not
common.
In the mix.
You gotta go
you're
to
in the
you
mix.
Go to
you're in the
mix.
If you got there Monday, Tuesday,
day.
Monday,
yo,
Tuesday,
yeah,
Wednesday,
sure.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yo ass
yeah.
out there all them days.
You're in the mix. You're
yeah,
looking
yeah,
for something.
Yeah,
you looking
I
for
agree.
Something.
If you ain't working, you're looking for something.
Okay.
And you gonna find it.
The best thing the best thing a nigga could do is find somebody out the mix. I remember I went out with a date and I put a little emoji over her face. Nigga still knew who she was.
But the thing about it is, if they probably
recognized her throat.
if you a nigga that's in the mix, you really can't date a girl outside of the mix until you get out the mix.
Yeah.
You got you in the mix.
Tag.
You might as well just stay around.
And we gonna end on that note right there.
If you bring a woman in the mix, now she in the mix.
That's a good ending.
If you in the mix, you bring a woman to it. Now you in.
You gonna spoil her now?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. There you go. That's it. You got to clean that. That's it. All right, playing on that though. Yeah, playing on that though. Get your ass out the mix. Get your ass out the mix. There you go.
Hey, man, that's another episode of Big Facts on a Friday. Check us out, www.bigfactspod.com. Follow us, Big Facts Pod.
Salute the shorts.
Saluto.
Big Facts Pod, all social media. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down. Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.